Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Nerd Dump Podcast, where we're going to be talking a little bit today about one of my favorite topics and yours, Halloween things. As you may or may not know, it is October. This begins our Halloween extravaganza. We didn't come up with a name for this.
That would have required some thought prior to recording, but yeah. We don't do that.
Didn't even point out who was going to start talking first in this episode, so that was fun.
Yep.
My name's Cody. With me here, I have...
I'm Cameron.
And I'm Steven.
and today, we're very organized.
Yep.
And we're going to be talking about costumes. Costuming,
cosplay, all sorts of things where you dress up.
The art of not being who you are, but pretending to be someone else, and trying to get away with it, but not in a weird way.
Yeah, no furries and weird stuff like that.
Or Tinder accounts.
We're not catfishing.
No. Basically, Halloween is, as far as we're concerned, all month long.
Yeah.
So we're going to start early with some Halloween-themed episodes that are going to be going all month long. Starting, of course, with tonight. So I guess we kind of want to start talking about costumes that we have done.
Right.
Either as... Well, I guess we've really just done costumes for, like, trick-or-treating. I haven't really done any actual cosplay before.
Oh, I've done cosplay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was, like, the first one I actually did. It was at NakaCon, and I went as Jigen from Lupin the Third.
Nice.
Because it was insanely simple to do. All I had to do was get a fedora, because I had a nice long beard and had the right hair length and everything for it. I just had to get some wax to, like, make my beard come out to a point, and I had a suit. So it was pretty simple to do. And I actually even have pictures of me walking the runway and doing all the fun stuff.
Yeah, and you fought some guy.
Oh, that was the next year. Oh, yeah, because then I did another one at NakaCon as well, but from Baki the Grappler, another anime. My nephew and I and some other guys all dressed up, and my nephew dressed up as Baki, and I was one of the random guys that attacks him in the woods when he's fighting some special forces guys. I was one of the special forces guys. But it was fun.
Gotta consult the toilet paper roll of knowledge. NakaCon is an anime con that is local to us here in the Midwest. So I have never been, but I hear it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, actually it's been quite a few years since I've gone, but I'm thinking about going this next one.
I hear it's gotten pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear it's hard to get tickets even now.
I have a friend that I've known since high school. His wife actually does a lot of promotional stuff for it and helps run it.
Right.
So I'm probably actually thinking about trying to help work it this year to make sure, you know, I can go, don't have to pay.
All right. That fun stuff. That's the way to live.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'll have to work different things. But yeah, whatever. Give me an excuse to go.
And then you can dress up as something new.
Yeah.
Like Pikachu. That's an anime.
I mean, if I did dress up as something random like that, I would go as Totoro.
Yeah.
You could do Pika Cthulhu.
Or could dress up like Totoro wearing a Pikachu outfit, or Pikachu wearing a Totoro outfit, like it's on the back of my phone.
You should dress up as Totoro, who has skinned a regular size Pikachu, and you're wearing its skin as a hat. Because you're like, I'm dressed as Pikachu, but it's just like bloody dead Pikachu carcass on your head.
That would be fun.
And that would stick to the Halloween theme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds doable.
Yeah, you totally scar some children, too.
Yeah.
Yep. That'd be fun.
Yeah. That'd be a fun concept. You should do that for Inktober. Draw that.
Okay.
Haven't you dressed up for any of the regular cons?
Not really. I once wore a Superboy shirt and jeans.
That's pretty close.
So I was kind of Superboy.
Yeah, that is definitely a post-crisis.
Yeah, Superboy. I have black hair, and back then I didn't have a beard.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
I went one year as Captain N to Planet Comic Con.
Yep.
Which is another local con that we tend to frequent.
Indeed.
Right. You should probably explain who Captain N is, because I think that's the one they won't know even more.
Yep.
Captain N is from an old Nintendo cartoon where Kevin this boy gets sucked into the TV.
Video game land.
Something like that. Yeah, but he was playing his Nintendo and gets sucked into it. He ends up teaming up with other people from various different games, like Mega Man and Simon Belmont from Castlevania, and runs around and fights some evil eggplant. I'm not honestly sure what that's from.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. But
it's been a long time.
It's a crazy, ridiculous thing. Oh, yeah, he also has, Kid Icarus?
Yeah, I know.
Joins him.
It's been, a decade. 3 decades.
But, and some princess lady. I don't remember what her name is, but she's, the princess of the game world, something. I don't know. But, yeah. So, I dressed up as him, because literally all it was a yellow shirt, a red and white...
Letterman jacket.
Yeah, Letterman jacket that I ended up putting a black N on it because it's, Captain N. And I had a Nerf gun that looked remarkably like a light gun. Mm-hmm. So I carried that in a holster. And, yeah, it was good times.
Yep. Yeah, the villain was the Eggplant Wizard.
Yeah, but what's it from?
I don't know.
Super Meat Boy. I don't know.
That sounds like the worst game ever.
It's a real game, but it wasn't on Nintendo.
Oh. That does sound horrible.
I think it's not a Kickstarter, but an independent game. And it's just like this bloody ball of meat running around levels.
At first when you said that, I thought it was like some messed up porno or something. No. I was like, that sounds horrible. Don't be talking about that.
Yeah, it's not great. I've never played it. For all I know, it's the best game ever.
I highly doubt it.
I've heard good things.
I don't think it could possibly be. Eggplant Wizard is from Kid Icarus.
Oh. Well, that makes sense, considering Kid Icarus is in the game, or in the show.
Correct.
And you may know Kid Icarus from the Super Smash Brothers.
Or if you're older like us and played Kid Icarus.
I never played it.
I actually never did either. I didn't know who he was until Smash Brothers.
Well, y'all lame.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's an amigo or whatever they are.
Yeah, the little amiibos.
Amigo.
Amiibo.
Amobo.
Yes.
Mobo.
Good job using your words.
Yep. I have a graduation.
Captain N, they did a double feature show with the Super Mario World cartoon.
Huh.
Which that one I watched.
Was that the one that had the intro with the two guys that were actually live action dressed up as Mario and Luigi? Or is it the actual little cartoon?
Yeah, that was the one that was later. The other one, that was the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Which was, I remember watching that when I was little. Mm-hmm. And I tried to watch an episode within the last, four or five years.
It's on Netflix.
It's horrible.
So it's pretty rough.
It is very bad.
Yeah, I remember the Legend of Zelda cartoon where he talks like a surfer.
Yeah.
There are specific reasons
Link shouldn't talk, and this is one.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think his catchphrase was like, "Excuse me, princess." Yeah,
it was horrible.
He sounded like a douchebag.
Yep.
So that's why the little fairy that always is with him is like, "Hey, listen.
You don't
want him to talk.
Yeah, you don't talk.
You keep your mouth shut and you listen."
That's a costume I want to eventually do.
The fairy from Legend of Zelda?
No, just Link.
Okay.
Make my brother dress up as Link, and then make Brenda dress up as Princess Zelda, and then I can be Ganondorf, and we can fight.
You just want to hit your wife.
Oh, he doesn't hit Zelda. Yeah, he hits Link.
So you just want to beat up your brother in costume?
Yeah.
That sounds valid.
Legitimate reasons to beat up my brother.
I think so.
What were we talking about?
Costumes
that we have worn.
Yep.
I guess we were talking about the ones that we've actually cosplayed as. But so other ones that we've worn, obviously specifically for Halloween, because that's the most time we've dressed up.
I've dressed up for Valentine's Day before.
We've also just dressed up and ran around when we were in college.
Yeah.
I've done that.
You also dressed up for Valentine's Day before.
What?
Yeah.
What did we dress up as?
I was Ryu from Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah, I was Storm Shadow.
Yeah.
Because I carried a real sword.
Yeah, no one called you out. We were on the college campus, and nobody said anything. You had a real weapon.
Yeah, I had a real sword.
Huh. Much more innocent time than apparently.
And it was Valentine's Day. It wasn't like it was Halloween. It was Valentine's Day.
And I had a mat, because like I dressed up as Storm Shadow. So I had a,
we had a Halloween
hood up, Valentine's and Day I had, you know, a mask on and everything, you know, carrying around a replica Storm Shadow sword. I mean, it didn't have like a super sharp edge.
It could have killed something.
Yeah.
But it was a real sword.
Yeah.
Wow. I did college wrong the first time, apparently.
Yeah.
But
I did not have fun like that.
No, you had a lot on campus.
Cody and I actually, we dressed up as women and just ran around campus one time.
That was a weird day. That was a weird day.
It was.
It wasn't just you and me either.
Oh, yeah, Sven joined us.
Yeah.
Was there somebody else?
My wife was there.
Well, yeah, we were wearing her clothes.
She
got pissed because we stretched out a lot of her stuff.
We broke a lot of her clothes. We are much bigger than she is. Even then, I was a smaller guy, still a lot bigger than she was at the time. So,
but for some reason, she had a lot of wigs. Why did she have all those wigs?
I thought they were her roommates.
Oh, were those her roommates?
I thought so.
I don't know.
No, we bought the wigs.
Why did we buy wigs?
I don't know.
Did
we buy the wigs? I think we went out and bought wigs.
Well,
was
I know
it around
we were...
Halloween?
Well, we were trying to find a green wig that one year
because
the one girl wanted to dress up as Polaris and we couldn't find any green wigs. Like, we went everywhere. We literally searched everywhere. We went to any random chain store that had Halloween stuff because it was around Halloween. We just that year we went as X-Men characters. Well, I was Deadpool.
And I was
everybody else was X-Men characters. But, and Cody and I actually made pretty much all the costumes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we couldn't find a green wig. We even went to a couple of sex shops just looking, trying to see if we could find stuff, and we couldn't. No green wigs anywhere. Just... So either people sold out of them, or they just didn't make them
anymore. I buy green wigs every year, everywhere I go now.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere. Party Central, like, has green wigs year-round.
Yeah.
Because they put in, like, the St. Patrick's Day stuff.
Yeah.
Couldn't find one for the life of us. She would dye her hair green.
No. Did we buy a wig because we thought we were going to dye it green? Randomly?
No, I don't think so.
I still don't understand why we had wigs.
I don't think we thought of that. That
no. Yeah, we should have done that.
We should have done that. Damn it. We're dumb. Anyway, that year we were the X-Men and Deadpool. I was Wolverine. You were Deadpool.
Yeah.
My wife Brenda was
Phoenix.
She was the Red Phoenix, though.
Uh-huh. We had a girl dressed up as... Polaris minus the green hair.
Really, if you think about it, because she was wearing the X-Men costume of Polaris, which is blue and yellow.
She could have been anybody.
She could have been Kitty Pryde.
Yeah.
It would have made a lot more sense because her hair was brown.
Yeah. Yeah.
She said she was that. Polaris.
We had a Cyclops.
We had a Cyclops. And we had a Gambit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was everybody, right?
Yeah, that was everybody.
Okay. Yeah, it was good times.
We should have just told her she was Polaris and then made like a little Lockheed dragon to put on her shoulder and be like, yeah, you're Polaris. She's Kitty Pryde.
Oh my gosh. No, we wouldn't have even had to make one. I have a little purple dragon. It's like one of those little puppet things that I got at Renfest years ago.
Yeah.
I had at that point.
That's another time we wear costumes is Renfest.
Oh yeah, we dressed up as pirates that one year.
Yep. We fought in the parking lot.
Actually, no, I didn't dress up. You just dressed up.
Yeah. No, we fought in the parking lot.
We did fight in the parking lot. Like,
swords.
There was like 5 or 6 of us fighting in the parking lot, just randomly.
Yep. That was a fun day.
It was.
Shout out to the people who were there.
I guess
I'm
not
going to name you.
I guess I had horns on. That was the closest.
Yeah, you were a devil.
Yeah.
Something.
Because
the literal devil.
Because I had a couple female friends with me that I wasn't with or anything like that, but this lady was following us, trying to even buy roses for them. Like the dipped wax roses. And she's like, oh, this guy's a little bit horny. Because I was wearing horns. She's like, buy one for your friends. And they like bolted. And I was like, thanks. Thanks a lot, douche. Leave.
And then you never saw them again.
No.
Yeah, I know.
Because we tried to make
them in the parking lot.
Yeah, we fought them in the parking lot later. And then we tried to make a movie later.
Yeah. Different story.
Yeah.
We'll get into that one later. Anyway, Cameron, have you set any costumes yet?
I have just been enjoying entering into the Twilight Zone that also is an episode of Dude, Where's My Car? Apparently.
No,
I've not done any cosplay necessarily. It's really just all been for Halloween. And I haven't even done that in a really long time. I think the last time I wore a legit costume was Jack Sparrow. Which that was back when, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean was good.
Back when it was
so,
cool to be Jack Sparrow.
Back when it was
like,
cool to be Jack Sparrow.
First one came out.
Yeah.
It might have been after the second one, but
okay, yeah, it was still okay at that point.
It still wasn't a crap franchise.
Yeah.
I think the probably the coolest one that I ever did was I was Eric Draven from The Crow.
Ah.
Which my mom actually cut a wig so that I wouldn't have to dye my hair, and it also wasn't long enough at the time.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, and it was curly, so that wouldn't not have worked.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd have had to straighten it.
Yeah. But we did the makeup, and I had like this black coat, and I wore all black, and I apparently looked like creepy as hell. And right. Really
nice. Worked.
So I'll have to try to find pictures of me somewhere.
Oh, speaking of straightening your hair, there was one time I wasn't actually trying.
Really weird, really quickly.
I wasn't trying to dress up at that point in time.
I don't know.
But I had a good lengthy beard, and I had fairly long hair at the time. But the girl I was with at the time, she was like, "I want to see what your hair looks like straightened." So she pulled out her straightener and she straightened my hair. I looked exactly like one of the guys from Devil's Rejects. Like, I looked like I could have just stepped into that role and played it. So I have never straightened my hair like that again. Also, I tend to keep it really short now. So
yeah,
not
non-existent.
Yeah. So, but it was like, that was weird. So I was like, if I ever wanted to grow my hair out again, I know I could look like the Devil's Reject guy.
Fun.
Yeah. Not the clown, the other dude.
No, right? Yeah, not the clown one. The guy that had like the blonde hair that was real long, mm-hmm. and had a beard. I think he was the one that chased the girl out in front of a semi or something like that.
Yeah, I can't remember their names, but he was...
Clown guy and other guy.
Yep. And chick and the one dude.
Yeah.
And what's her name?
And what's his guy?
Yep.
Who's it, Mabob? Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I've actually dressed up for every Halloween.
Ever.
Nice.
That I've been alive for.
Okay.
Oh.
I mean, I went trick-or-treating every year until I was like 23.
Yeah.
Actually, well, because I turned 23 right before that Halloween, so it was probably like after I turned 24, I don't think I went trick-or-treating anymore. But I think at that point, that's when we did the X-Men thing, because I think that was the first year I didn't go trick-or-treating. No, wait!
We did
trick-or-treating
that year.
Never mind, so it was the following year.
Yeah. We went trick-or-treating that year. The year before, we went to a park. So you might not have trick-or-treated that year.
Well, the year before, I could have sworn I dressed up as...
I was Punisher.
Okay, so that was 2 years before that,
yeah.
And that I was the Punisher.
The year before, I was the Punisher. I don't remember what you were. Because that was the first time I costumed up for Halloween since I was like a little kid. Because I was allowed to Halloween as a kid.
Trying to think, what was I then if you were the Punisher?
I don't remember.
Were you either?
The guy that the Punisher killed?
No. We weren't a team costume.
I was trying to think. Oh, was that the year that I went? Wait, did you go to the Halloween dance at college?
No.
That they had? Because like, I went to one of those and like I tried to show up without a costume. And a bunch of my female friends said, no, you're going in a costume. But I had my hand in her cast.
That wasn't that year.
Oh, that was before I met you.
Yep.
Yeah, no, they put me in a dress.
Good.
Yep.
You wear dresses a lot.
Not a lot. Just it happens randomly.
Every time I've worn a dress, you've worn a dress.
Yeah, probably.
You guys go on some weird double dates.
Yes.
We actually were bored one time when his wife was, well, it wasn't wife at the time,
right.
Was shopping for clothing. We were in Target and we just started trying on women's clothing just because we were bored.
Yeah. They have such better clothes.
Oh, it was so soft. It's like, wow, why can't guys' clothing be this nice?
Yep. The good old days.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. The good old days.
Anyway, costumes. So.
So, okay. Well, we've talked about random stuff we've done, but what's been your favorite costume that you've ever worn?
There was a time when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
before it was outlawed for me to trick or treat and stuff, back when I was a little kid, where my mom made me and my brother and my cousin Ninja Turtle costumes. There were only three of us, so. But they were like full shells, full arms, legs, and stuff, and then there was like a headpiece that went around our heads and it was huge.
Mm.
I was Donatello.
Fair enough.
My brother was Raphael, if I remember correctly, and then my cousin was Michelangelo, so we didn't have a Leonardo. But, that was probably one of my favorite costumes. Not that obviously, I didn't make that one.
Yeah.
And there's a big difference between what you make yourself and what you have, like if you bought something.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like that. So if I was going to go with one I made myself, it'd probably be my Assassin's Creed costume from a couple years back.
That one is pretty great.
I like that one.
I like that one, but I also really like your Doctor Strange.
That one's okay, yeah. It's falling apart a little bit.
But well, you've worn it, what, a couple times now?
Two, yes. Yes.
It looked amazing the first year, and it didn't look bad the second time.
Yes, yes. Doctor Strange. Anyway, what about you guys?
I was going to say Ninja Turtle also. My mom made me one in grade school. We took, part of it was from like actual costume you would buy. So like, it had the little mask you would put on for kind of the face, and it had the mask and everything.
Right.
But she actually made a shell, and with the front torso and actual shell that would go on over my head.
Nice.
Which was really cool and was so awesome that I actually wore it the next year. Nice. Which up until that point, I'd always worn something different every year. Right. But that was like the most elaborate costume. Probably to this day, the most elaborate costume I've ever had. Nice. So, and I think I was Michelangelo. Even though he wasn't my favorite, that's the one that she bought me for.
Your favorite's Donatello, correct?
It's Raphael.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Someone else I know is Donatello.
Andrew.
Is that who it is? Andrew? Yeah. Okay.
Don't get us confused.
Yeah. What about you? Did you have a Ninja Turtle costume too?
I never had a Ninja Turtle costume that I know of.
We should be the Ninja Turtles. We just need a fourth person, and we have several fourth people.
Yeah, we got all sorts of people.
Fit that position.
I'm trying to actually think of like my favorite costume. I've dressed up as lots of random stuff, but none of them were like super amazing.
I liked your Deadpool costume.
Actually, the Deadpool one wasn't bad. I did enjoy last year's costume, which I dressed up as a vault dweller.
Oh, yeah. I had
a full jumpsuit and everything.
That's pretty good.
Because I also had a Pit Boy, because I, bought the collector's edition.
Fallout 4.
So I had a Pit Boy and everything. That one I really, really liked, but obviously I didn't make any of it.
Right.
Because I bought a jumpsuit. Because I was like, wow, they actually have a Vault 111 jumpsuit. And I have a Pit Boy. Done.
Yeah.
And actually, even the year before that, I didn't make anything either, because one of the times I trimmed up and just left more like a goatee, my boss at the time was like, "What's up, Heisenberg?" And I was like, "Hey, I should do that for Halloween."
Yeah.
So I bought a yellow jumpsuit and got a little cheap gas mask looking thing. Yeah. And bought some rock candy that looked like, the blue rock candy. So I was like, "Yeah, I got my crystal meth." But,
don't go around advertising.
Actually, at work that year, I did walk because we were able to dress up at work when I was out of time. And I was like, want some meth?
I wish I could dress up at my work.
Yeah.
I wish I could offer people meth.
Yeah.
I mean, you can. It's just not advised.
No, that's true.
But, I mean, probably, favorite costume would probably actually be one from childhood, just because I've always done random things that, weren't super amazing. I was like, I actually have the stuff to make this or put this together real quick.
Right.
But the only reason I even remember it is because I've seen pictures of it because I was really little. But my mom made me a really, really cool dragon costume when I was like 1 or 2 years old. It looked cool. But that's probably my favorite one.
Yeah. Fun stuff. So a lot of our favorites are actually from childhood.
Yeah.
Not what we can do now that we have all of our own money and we can make all of our own stuff.
Yep.
I mean, like I said, I did like the Deadpool X-Men stuff.
It was more of a fun year.
It was just fun.
We also kind of ran out of time, so I wouldn't ever.
We rushed a lot of stuff.
We're still not finished to this day.
Yeah.
Yours is gone.
Well, yeah, no, I gave it to my brother, and his wife hemmed it up a bunch so her son could wear it at the time.
Mine is in mine is all in this house. However, there's no possible way I could fit into it anymore.
Yeah.
And it was never finished in the first place.
The only thing I kind of wish still would have kept was the Cyclops, bandolier type
that
belt
was made
thing.
Out of duct tape.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I made it and I really liked it. I don't know why I didn't try to keep it. Mm. I'm pretty sure Kyle didn't keep it.
Who knows?
I don't know. I don't even know where he's at.
He might wear it every day for all we know.
Yeah, but I actually made pouches that like actually open and close and everything, all out of duct tape. It was fun.
Yeah.
Because we're like, yellow duct tape, we could just make accessories.
Yep.
And we did.
And we did. We probably have a section for future ideas. We'll do that later. I have no idea. But we'll get to that later.
Anyway.
Costumes!
Yep. How are you going to kind of talk about your favorite cosplayers?
Well, I mean, there's a handful of cosplayers that I've enjoyed their outfits. Mm-hmm. And there's tons of famous cosplayers anymore.
Yep.
But my favorite one's actually Yaya Han, which the main reason that drew me to her was, like, I'd seen some of her stuff before, but when she dressed up as the Baroness, which is one of my favorite, like, I love the Baroness. And I'm a huge G.I. Joe nerd to begin with.
Yep.
So anything related to G.I. Joe, I love, but seeing her dressed up as that, because that's actually when I was like, okay, I've seen this person dressed up as different things before. I need to know who it is so I can follow them or whatever. But yeah, started looking into a lot of the cosplay stuff that she does, and she makes a lot of her own stuff. Most of her costumes she actually makes herself. She doesn't have somebody do it for her. But and she loves her fans, which is awesome. So she's just a great person in general. But yeah, no. I mean, yeah, it doesn't hurt that she's hot, but... And as none of you guys saw, because this is a podcast, and when they asked me why I liked her, they all
we made a gesture,
yeah, as to why I liked her. And I was like, that's not the reason. It doesn't hurt. But yeah, whatever. But Cody doesn't have any favorite cosplayers.
I just remembered one. I'm trying to look it up, so you guys go with that.
Okay. Do you actually have a favorite cosplayer, Cameron?
I was thinking I did, but I need to actually check. I remember the, it wasn't, Sci-Fi did a show that was like, they did their, God, I cannot talk tonight. They did,
like, oh, was their it cosplay Face Off show. Thing?
It was like that, but it was like.
Heroes of Cosplay.
There we go. They did that for one or two seasons.
Yeah, I watched that. That was a good show.
It actually was pretty entertaining. Yahan was on there.
Yahan.
Yeah, I can't think of too many by name. Let's see. The only thing I could, only one that I can think of is Jessica Negri. Mm-hmm. She's done a lot of video game and comic book characters. I know she did Rogue, which was really cool. She's done Harley Quinn because, I mean, virtually any cosplayer has done Harley Quinn, I think. And she's done a lot of Final Fantasy characters, too. And I think she's pretty awesome. She's has a very diverse portfolio, I guess you could say. Most of it is, I would say, not exactly suitable for work. Or at least, you wouldn't want your boss to walk by seeing what's on your monitor. But she's actually got some pretty elaborate, really cool costumes. Like I said, the Final Fantasy ones are really cool. But like, she's the only one I think by name that I know of, besides Yaya Han, that I'm really impressed with actually what she's put together.
Did you find yours, Cody?
Yeah, her name's Holly Conrad. They're all females. Something I've noticed. I don't know any male cosplayers. Anyway, her name's Holly Conrad. She did a really cool Mass Effect cosplay that I really liked. She did a really cool Mass Effect cosplay. Like, she also does a bunch of YouTube videos and stuff. She hangs out with the Game Grump crew and stuff like that
Grump crew. Not familiar with that.
Like, I don't know what that is.
They're YouTubers. But she did a really cool Mass Effect cosplay I really liked. And she, apparently she was also on the Heroes of Cosplay show, and I forgot about that. Yeah. She's one of my favorites. That's about all I know.
Good enough.
So cosplay. / costumes.
Yep.
.com.
So, that's all I got. Yeah, I was kind of hoping Heroes of Cosplay would come back, because that was a really, really cool show.
I did watch Face Off a lot, too, on Sci-Fi back in the day.
Yeah, I watched that one, but I didn't watch a lot of it. I didn't watch any of the other makeup artists and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I mean, that's kind of costumes.
Very much so, yeah. I would say.
If I could do that, that's what I'd be doing for a living.
Yeah, I attempted that once. I bought those little capsules that you could like pop in your mouth, and it would make like the fake red liquid come out that looks like blood.
Right.
I got a bunch of those to do something with them, and ended up doing a really, really dumb short film with them.
Right.
And ruined a shirt.
Oh, good.
That's really all that came out from that.
Yep.
Was I ruined a t-shirt.
Good. As you do.
Yep.
Okay. Much. So you guys can stop looking up cosplay girls on your phones.
Tony.
Hey, you started it.
No, I didn't.
I was there. I saw it.
No, you didn't. So, back to costumes in general.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of thinking, come back to the Halloween-ish theme. What are some of your favorite costumes in, not necessarily horror movies, but we can come to that. But
right.
Movies in general, like what are some of your favorite costumes?
Well, we'll
probably go down the superhero rabbit
hole. Yeah, we'll probably go down there eventually. Kind of a costume, kind of a puppet. the aliens from
okay.
Aliens.
Okay.
The xenomorphs.
Totally. Yeah.
Those are sometimes kind of costumes, mostly puppets, kind of hybrids.
Yep.
Those are really cool. And if you ever watch any of the How They Did It type stuff,
mm-hmm.
That's always really cool to watch. So
yeah.
those would be, those are pretty cool. I've always liked those. And Predator,
mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good one too.
Yeah.
Alien, that's, seeing a lot of cosplay. I've never seen any alien cosplay. At least not
I've
like
I've seen some pictures of one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen pictures. I've not seen them in person.
But no, never.
I've seen Predators in person.
I've seen Predators. I've seen tiny Predators.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen lots of Predators. That's the good thing about having Nick here now, though. My brother Nick, who's been on the podcast several times. He is small and skinny. We can put him into any cosplay if we wanted to in the future. He can fit into all kinds of weird little things and just give him big arm extensions or something like that.
Yeah.
He can be pretty much anything. Future plans. Anyway. But yeah, the aliens are pretty cool. And the first alien movies came out in the 80s?
First one was 79
even, and
yeah.
it still looks real good.
Yeah, it does.
So that's my jam right
yeah.
there.
Well, Stan Winston, I think that's his name, the guy that created all the like the designs for all the costumes and creatures and stuff
right.
that were in Aliens, Predators, and things like that. I want to say Stan Winston.
I know H.R. Geiger designed the alien. I don't
know.
Well,
no, yeah,
Stan
but
Winston.
I'm talking about like he's the guy
yeah.
that like made the costumes.
Right. I can't remember if it was him or not. I know he's done a lot. Had done a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And this is back in the day when CG wasn't really an option for movies.
Nope.
And it's still one of the scariest alien monsters there is.
Oh, yeah.
If you say scary alien, you think of Aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
maybe Predator. Because
he did Terminator,
yeah.
and he did, he did the Predator stuff, I thought.
And then, It, not it, the thing. That's a scary alien, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it. Yeah. Well,
I
was gonna say
the thing, but it, yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say the Pennywise. That's
mm-hmm.
an effective costume.
Yeah.
I don't think clowns are scary.
Well, that's because you don't have a soul.
Yeah, trust
Pretty
me.
Sure, I do.
Trust me, they're scary. They are terrible, soulless creatures that defy all logic and reason. Clowns are the worst.
Hey, what if clowns weren't people?
They're not!
Like, what if they're...
That's my point.
Yeah, what if they are actually just their own species who pretend to be people in costumes, but they're actually, like, child-eating monsters?
Uh-huh.
Because they are.
Yeah. They absolutely are.
Yeah. Good times.
Yep.
Okay, so back on topic for the costumes that we like from movies.
Right.
I would say the original Ninja Turtle movie. The live-action ones.
I love
those costumes. I mean, they are really amazing.
Only one and two, because then the third one, their mouths don't move right, and it looks all stupid.
Well, yeah.
The third one is pretty much all alike.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, the
yeah.
third one was kind of weird.
One and two, they got some good
mm-hmm.
costumes.
Yes.
And they still look amazing today.
Yeah.
They kind of do. I watched some
like
of the first one the other day, and it still holds up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look amazing. Those are probably my favorite costumes from any movie, just because of how well they were made.
All mm-hmm. rubber. No CG.
Yeah.
No CGI at all.
No CG. Take that, Michael Bay. calling you out on this podcast you'll never hear.
You don't know his life.
I don't know his life.
He could listen to us. I almost said he could watch us, but
Michael Bay, if you're listening, please email us at nerddumbpodcast@gmail.com.
Something like that.
Probably.
Please email us that for your full apology. But if not, then haha, take that, Michael Bay.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for an apology for Transformers 3.
Yeah.
Which I never saw, but I want an apology anyway.
Which one was that?
I don't know. The really, really long one?
The Shadow
where
of
everybody
the
died, I think.
One?
Yeah.
Okay.
But no Megan Fox.
It's the one with... Okay, so that's the one without Megan Fox, but still with Shia LaBeouf. And then the fourth one...
Was Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, Marky Mark. And then they've already made the fifth one.
Which I hear is kind of want to see.
I hear it's real bad.
I mean, it's the worst of all of them.
None of them have
really
been
hard.
Amazing. But...
To be fair, though, I liked the first one.
Yeah.
But I was a child when it came out. Or a teenager, at least. I don't even know when.
I thought you were already living here.
2000 something.
I don't know.
2007, I think.
Yeah,
somewhere.
You would have already been here.
I guess I would have been a late teenager then.
Yeah.
You would have already been in college by then.
Yeah, late teenager. Still
yeah.
Counts.
Something like that.
I don't know.
So, Cameron, what's your favorite costume from a movie?
Oh, we're not going to devolve into talking about the Transformers?
Which actually has, like, no costumes in it.
Nope.
So.
Yeah, that's why we're not talking about it.
All CGI and... crop tops and whatever it was Shia LaBeouf.
That Megan Fox costume was pretty good, guys, from the first one.
Well, she looks nice, yes, but she's dumb.
Could be. I've never met her in person.
Well, she plays a dumb character in everything.
Yeah. Well, in Jennifer's body, she's a zombie monster or something. I didn't actually see that movie.
That was a good costume, too.
Yeah, because she was wearing a Megan Fox costume. She was a bug monster? I've never seen that.
I didn't see it either.
I don't know anything about it.
Anyway, Connor, yep. Costume. Connor, Cameron, costume.
Words are hard.
Especially for Cody.
Yep. I am a big fan of the designs in like Tim Burton movies. So I like a lot of the costumes in pretty much all of his films. Even if I don't like the movie, the costumes are good.
Right.
Edward Scissorhands is a big one that I absolutely adore. Not just the main character himself, but all of the suburbanites in the film are just really, really well made up and very colorful.
Right.
Wardrobe. Beetlejuice is another one.
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. With all of his different outfits that he wears throughout the film, especially the white and black stripes.
Yeah.
Which is pretty iconic, I would say.
It's standard look.
Can you imagine if they remake that? It's just going to be all CG and garbage.
Yep.
It would be terrible. Hopefully that will never happen. They were going to make a sequel for a long time. Apparently he was going to go to Hawaii.
Oh, good.
Because that's where you want Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice goes to Hawaii. Where he meets up with Ernest. And then they go to camp.
And they meet Drop Dead Fred.
Yep.
Oh, man, two of those guys are dead.
Yeah.
That's really a shame.
Well, if we're going to throw in dead guys, we might as well throw in, what was it, Weekend at Bernie's or whatever? Scary around the big guy?
Oh, too soon. They've been dead a long time, but still.
Yeah. Anyway.
And, of course, we'd be remiss not to talk about some of the more recent, actually, any of the superhero movies that have come out. They've really embraced the comic book nature and tried to adapt the actual costumes or at least something resembling that for the movies.
Not the X-Men, but
until recently, they've kind of done that.
Kind of a little, maybe. I mean, they've always had Professor X pretty down.
Yeah.
Bald guy in a suit and a wheelchair.
I mean, they totally did Deadpool right originally in the Wolverine movie, right? Where he was all... I don't even want to know what they were trying to go with.
We don't talk about that movie because that movie didn't happen.
Yeah.
The
Deadpool movie, though, they got that costume.
Oh, yeah, no. That was amazing.
Yeah, nailed it.
And even though Colossus was straight CG, he looked awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know nothing about Teenage Negasonic Warhead, whatever thing.
Right.
She was nothing like that at all. But she was still pretty cool.
I actually read a comic with her in it today. She died.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. She was on Genosha. when Cassandra Nova sent the Sentinels to destroy them all.
Yep.
Killed 16 million mutants, and she's the only one who saw it coming. But she still died.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was sad.
Yeah.
Although, but my problem with those comics, not to devolve into comics, my problem with those specific comics I'm reading right now from the early 2000s is they don't, like, the characters don't seem to feel when other characters die in the comics. Like, they don't have a page where anyone looks sad or anything like that. It's just like, well, that guy died. They make some joke about it. It's like, dude, that was a person.
you're reading the new X-Men, the Grant Morrison stuff. I'll need to go back and reread that. It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm reading it right now. And it's like, ooh, you did not just react to 16 million mutants dying. Like, Beast shows up and he picks up a skeleton and makes a joke about how that guy's not going to be able to get dates now or something like that. I'm like, dude.
That seems really cold. I don't remember that.
There's this part where this mutant gets injured really badly, and Cyclops just walks over and kills him.
Huh.
I'm like, what?
Now, speaking of Beast, though, I do have to say, Kelsey Grammer dressed up as Beast was pretty cool.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was one of the few X-Men costumes that I was like, I really like that.
Yeah,
that looks awesome.
Really good. Mm-hmm.
And also probably one of the better parts of that particular movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the ones where they have to do the costume, they do okay in X-Men.
Yeah.
Like, they had to for Beast, because otherwise he's the Beast in the new ones who's constantly using some serum to suppress his powers.
Mm-hmm.
And Nightcrawler, they have to do it with Nightcrawler.
And Nightcrawler was done pretty well. Yeah. I mean, the whole weird tattooed, scarring, whatever thing, a little odd, but
still.
Yeah, and that's something that I've noticed with a lot of characters who are, like, in full body paint. They do that. They don't just let them be. Yeah. Because they did that with Mystique.
As well.
Yeah. Drax has a few of the red markings.
Instead of just the red markings like he normally has, and he's not completely covered, but he's like got red tattoos everywhere on him now in the movies. Which, I mean, it looks cool to a degree, but it doesn't. Look like
Drax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a lot. And then Hellboy was the same way, too. He's got the red lines and tattoos and everything. I wonder if that's just the way that they have to look to make the body paint work
maybe
out.
Maybe it covers up the seams or something.
That could be. I've always wondered that.
But like you started to say with Mystique, though, I mean, like, they made her, like, what? They had little, like, what are those, spots? Something.
It's like
I don't know. Like
scales, basically.
Yeah. I'm like, why?
I never got that either. I didn't understand why they didn't
just go with
the white or just any kind of outfit. It doesn't have to be from the
blood. I think they just wanted sex appeal. Honestly, is what they were going for there.
It's like, we're going to have full-scale nudity, but still keep our PG-13
rating. We got this supermodel to play Mystique. How can we get her as naked as possible on screen? But still make it so kids can see this movie.
And buy the action figure.
Yeah.
Which I did.
Yeah, I did too.
I had that weird rubber skin to replicate being Wolverine. Did you
I didn't have that. I got it from a yard sale.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna have
I never had it, so I don't know.
Look it up. It's the stupidest thing ever.
Nice.
It's literally rubber pieces of Wolverine that you can put on her. And it just looks.
Sounds healthy.
Looks really wrong.
That sounds healthy.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, it's. I paid $8 for that thing.
Yeah, that was a good costume.
Yeah, that was a good.
It wasn't accurate to the
public.
No.
No.
At the time.
No.
I think they made her look like that kind of in some of the comics after that, but. Maybe the Ultimates universe?
It might have been.
Yeah.
She looks the way she has always done, which I'm happy with. Now.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, what's the next topic?
Costumes and media, which is pretty much what we're talking about now.
Yeah.
We could talk about ones that we don't like.
You know, there's the Apocalypse costume.
Yeah. That was not good. That wasn't good. And I don't like most of the X-Men costumes in most of the X-Men movies.
Yeah. I didn't mind it. Like, it had that Egyptian theme, and it also looked a little like the way he does in the books.
I wish he was bigger, though.
True.
Yeah.
I guess it's more of an actor issue than a costume issue. But...
And I've seen cosplay that was better than costumes.
So much better.
I mean, if we want to go for horrible costumes, you know, point out that Deadpool monstrosity again.
No, because that movie didn't happen. But But we can pretend that it did and talk about how terrible that one was.
Yeah, that was real bad. Bad costumes. I'm trying to think.
I mean, there's lots of them.
Yeah.
I mean,
if we want to talk bad costumes in good movies, I would say Captain America's in Avengers.
Yeah. When they made it all.
Not in the end.
Like, yeah, they made him wear some weird, like, rubbery looking costume in Avengers.
Yep.
And then they gave him back, like, in the very next Captain America movie, he had, like, this cool fabric costume.
Yeah.
In,
every costume since then has been so good.
On point, yeah.
But for some reason, that particular, the Agent Coulson design one.
Yeah. Looks dumb.
It looks dumb.
Yeah.
The movie is still great despite that.
Right.
And it doesn't take me out by any means, but it's still, it doesn't look good.
No.
I mean, there's been ones where, like, it's not the standard costume, but I was okay with it. Like, Peter Quill's Star-Lord's in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. Obviously, they look nothing like his actual outfit.
Right.
But it didn't look bad.
No.
The only thing that I ever thought was kind of weird was the fact that it's like, okay, I've got a mask, but still showing his hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It just seemed like, oh, exposed weak point. I don't know.
Yeah, none of those costumes were anything like
that. No, because Gamora doesn't wear anything like what she wears. Yeah. Drax, I mean, he still wears pants.
Right clothes.
He's got pants and boots.
His skin aren't right.
Which is pretty much
his skin's not right, but...
Yeah. And of course, that's now what they all wear in the comics.
Yes.
But, which is fine, whatever, I guess.
And, I mean, Rocket looks close.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, he's an anthropomorphic raccoon.
Yeah.
Technically, he also doesn't wear a costume because he's a CG.
Yeah, that's true.
Character.
And so is Groot's CG.
Yeah.
Which I've actually seen some really good Groot costumes at places.
Mm-hmm.
Some that I thought were probably almost as good as the CG looking
stuff. I've seen some too, yeah.
Because I actually got a photo one time, like I bought a Rocket the Raccoon puppet.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a picture of the puppet sitting on the shoulder of a guy wearing a Groot costume.
Yeah,
that looked really cool.
I saw that.
Because it was about the right size.
I was there when you did that.
I know. Cameron wasn't. Yeah. Well, no, actually, he was technically there because he was working the con.
Yes, he was.
He had a booth.
Did I take the photo?
No, I took it because I was like, it probably would have made more sense to have somebody else take it.
But, oh, well. Yeah.
So, any other, like, bad ones, Cody, any that you could think of?
I wasn't a huge fan of Bane's costume in The Dark Knight Rises.
Mm,
yeah.
That's right.
Or the other Bane Batman. Either one of those weren't great, but at the same time, Bane doesn't really have his iconic costume or anything like that.
It's really just a Luchador mask. The last storyline that I read with him, he was naked the whole time.
Nice. You should have gone with that.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy did the set.
Big naked baby.
Yep.
I just got to watch Bronson.
What's that?
It's a movie, but he's completely butt naked. Well, not the whole time, but he's naked for a while because he portrays Charles Bronson, the serial killer type. Well, not serial killer, but like the most violent criminal in like British history or whatever. As far as I know, he's still alive and in jail right now. But.
And if you're listening to this podcast, please email us at thenerddumbpodcast@gmail.com.
But anywho, it's going to
be a weird email if we get that one. Guys.
Yep.
What were we talking about?
Costumes. In media. Bad ones.
I'm having a hard time remembering any really bad ones.
Maybe I've just tried to block out a lot of the bad ones. Because I know there's been a lot of costumes and things. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is dumb looking.
Right. Well, in my opinion, if they try to make a costume, for the most part, if they actually try to make a costume, it generally looks okay. It's when they like try to play it off as like, oh, this isn't a costume, it's just regular people clothes.
Uh-huh.
That's when it's kind of stupid. You know? For Superman.
I mean, there's been some weird... I don't know if I'd say that they were bad costumes, they looked weird.
Right.
Like, what was it? Was it Gary Oldman that played in Fifth Element as a bad guy?
Uh-huh.
Like, his costume was just weird.
Yeah,
whole movie was weird.
Well, yeah.
In so many good ways.
But it's like, I like the movie, and it's not like any of the costumes were bad. It's just they had a lot of random weird costumes.
Right.
But, you know, they were like, ah, futuristic.
Yeah.
Which a lot of times when you get futuristic, you tend to get into some weird costumes at times.
Yeah.
Ruby Rod, for instance.
I don't know what that is.
He's from
Chris Tucker's character from Fifth Element.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah, that was
walked up ridiculous. The girls and said random weird low pitch things. Yeah. Mid mall feel gooey. It was a weird movie, guys.
It really was. I really
it's phenomenal.
Watch it now.
Yeah, we have it on Blu-ray.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah. Costumes. I think that's about all I got for bad costumes. I can think of.
That might be. I'm sure we could think of more after the fact.
Yeah, most likely would.
And if you have any favorites or costumes that you absolutely despise, hit us up on the Twitters. We are at NerdDub Podcast. Let us know what you like, what you don't, in regards to this or anything else.
Right.
And even if there's some really cool costumes that you've worn, you can tell us about that. Send us appropriate pictures. I mean, I don't know if we want to see anything kind of weird, like super weird, like no nudes.
No creepy weird, but if you have any cool costumes that you would like to share and they are suitable for work and we could always put them on the website, you can send them to nerddumppodcast@gmail.com and if we get any, we will probably put them on there.
Yeah.
So, did we have anything else that we wanted to throw out there before?
I had something, I forget what it was now.
Oh yeah, you said that you thought of something but you were going to talk about it later.
Future costume ideas.
Yes. Oh, things that we like want to dress up as?
Yeah.
Like, not like what we're going to do this year, but like just right. Later on.
I think we should keep what we're doing this year secret until we have it finished. And then we put it up on the Twitters or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
But, future ideas. I came up with one the other day. I've been reading a lot of old X-Men comics, mm-hmm. as you guys may know. I think it'd be fun to do an X-Force cosplay.
Hmm, yeah.
90s X-Force with the giant shoulder pads and everything?
No.
Oh.
I'm talking early 2000s X-Force.
And I don't want to hear about it.
Because I would want to get in better shape again before we do that, because I'd want to be Wolverine, because I'm short and have the hair for it. We could have another Deadpool. I don't care who, one of you two. And a Phantom X, again, one of you two, don't care which. Then Nick could pull off, a pretty good Nightcrawler.
Probably.
How small and skinny he is.
Yep, I think that could work.
Yeah. Yep. And then that's...
I know we've talked a lot about different group costumes that we've always thought would be kind of fun. Right. I know we talked about characters from Fairy Tail.
Yep.
We've actually talked about that one a lot.
I've
honestly always wanted to make a Totoro costume.
Huh.
I just not really sure how to do that.
There's a video I can show you.
I've seen, like, there was this... back in the day when I actually was going to NakaCon each year and would do cosplay stuff a lot more for different cons, I was actually on a... It was like some kind of cosplay, like, forum site type place where, like, you could meet other cosplayers and different things, and, there's this one chick that she did a lot of like bigger creatures like that, like right. Totoro, and I think she even dressed up as like Appa from The Last Airbender and things like that. And she did like all sorts of random crazy things like that. It was really cool, and her Totoro costume was phenomenal. But yeah, I've always wanted to do that. I imagine it'd be really, really hot.
And not in the fun.
There's one costume build for Totoro that I watched a video on the guy who made it. It was Adam Savage, I think is his name, from Mythbusters.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He made one, and it is not at all hot, because almost none of the costume actually touches your body, so it allows for really a lot of airflow. So I might show you that video.
That'd be cool.
He made a really good one.
I've actually got a couple of books. Well, they're all PDFs that I got, but... there's a couple that are from Adam Savage for making stuff. I've actually got a ton of PDFs that I bought from one of the like Humble Bundles or whatever. At one point, they had all sorts of different stuff from making cosplay stuff. But yeah, because I'd love to make some really elaborate costumes, mm-hmm. you know, But that takes that time, effort, and dedication to actually do the stuff.
Yeah. Nobody wants
that. Elaborate costumes can be a lot of fun, but they're a lot of effort. Especially when you mess up a piece, that piece, and you have to go make a new one in the other room. Anyway.
We tell you what it's for his costume for this year. Yeah. So
you're probably, honestly, probably not going to get done. There's not a lot of time left before Halloween at this point.
That you I still have close to
it. I have off is the problem. Like, I'm pretty packed schedule-wise for the next several weeks. And I have
three other costumes to make.
Yeah. Three other costumes to make, too. So it's going to be...
Well, I can always help you.
That's fine. We'll figure it out. Anyway.
What were we talking? Mine will be really something.
Future costume ideas. Also, Zorn?
I was... What? When you mentioned new X-Men, I was like, you want to play. You want to be Zorn.
I want to be Zorn. I do.
I don't know who that is.
He is an X-Men who has kind of a weird variety of powers. He's mostly considered a healer, though. He has, like, this metal mask on his face because his brain turned into a star at one point when he first mutated. He'd be cool.
Yeah, he was always one of my favorites.
He's really cool.
You know what we should do at some point just to be stupid?
Ninja Turtles. I want to do Ninja Turtles.
Oh, okay, I've seen that guy before. Yeah. Is we should all dress up as the people that... I'm trying to remember the name of the team, but it was had Dog Welder and Six Pack and all the dumb guys.
No one would have a clue what we're doing, and someone had to carry around a lot of dead dogs.
Not it.
Oh, I'd be Dog Welder. Be
well, of course you would.
100%. But no, we should be the Ninja Turtles at some point.
Yeah, that could be doing fun. That.
Yeah.
Because then we could even have other people join us, like Casey Jones, and we could have an April O'Neil, Splinter, Shredder, Bebop Rocksteady,
Toka, Foot Soldiers, Rezar.
Right. Yeah.
We can have a little Mouser guy.
Fugitoid.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could have the Fugitoid.
I don't know how that would work, but I don't know how any of them would
Nick could be Fugitoid.
We could build... I have a thing I want to talk about, but we're not allowed to talk about on the podcast. I have an idea.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, anyway.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of just, like, other... Like, because Totoro has actually literally been one I've wanted to do for probably the last 10 years. I've just never done it. But I'm trying to think of any other costumes that I'm just like, I want to do this. So, oh, actually, no. I did want to dress up as, what was his name? Kevin from Power Up.
Yep.
Yeah, oh, I want to get in a little bit better shape, and I'd have to grow my beard out a bit more again.
Right.
But I always thought that'd be hilarious. But if I do that, it's going to be for a con.
Yeah.
And it had to be a comic book con.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Planet.
Probably planet. But
yeah.
And it'd still be one of those things people are just going to look at me weird, but whatever.
I've recently wanted to do some bigger builds. Because as you two know, I'm a sewer. I've sewn many costumes in the past, but I've just got into building recently. I've wanted to do Thanos. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Nice.
Also, a Hulk would be a lot of fun. And I've also already have some designs planned out for a Hulk Buster.
Ooh. Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
So that would be awesome.
That does remind me, there's another from an anime that I like to do. Jet from Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
I've always loved that character.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, the only complicated thing would be making the arm, which I've actually got an idea of how to do that.
Right.
And you'd basically be sewing a sleeve.
Right.
Which wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, you can make that work.
But.
I think you'd nail that character.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I'd have to grow my beard out a little bit more.
Corgi.
Again. If I was going as Ed, I definitely need Ian at that point. That's true,
yeah.
I mean,
wouldn't you be weird as Ed?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even think Nick's small enough to dress as Ed.
Is Ed a boy? No, a girl.
Ed's a girl.
Yeah. We need a girl to be.
Yeah. You need a small, skinny girl.
Could you gender swap Cowboy Bebop? I don't want to see who's playing Faye, because that would be weird.
Not it.
I do it.
Yeah, you would. Every time we talk about, like, Brenda and Nick and I often talk about doing that fairy tale anime cosplay, and they're always like, but we'll need a Lucy, because she's kind of the main character, and she dresses very inappropriately. I don't know if you've ever seen fairy tale anime.
I have not, but you actually did show me that character,
yeah.
And I, yeah. Yeah, definitely not a yeah. not a costume.
And Brenda's always like,
I don't want to dress up as Lucy. No, I want to dress up as Tauros if we do anything yeah. from Fairy Tale. I want to be the pervy cow carrying a giant axe.
Brenda has the entire key set.
I know.
For Lucy now.
Oh, I yeah. was with you when you bought it.
I bought it on the internet. No, that ring I bought only had three keys.
Oh.
I bought her the entire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
We're back to that weird Dude, Where's My Car episode yep. of Twilight Zone now.
That happens a lot with us. We've known each other for a while.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, Facebook.
And we've done a lot of like 12 things. Years.
It's like, you've been friends with Stephen Honey for 12 years. So what? I
think it was well, at least on Facebook. Yeah. But, you know, whatever.
Not in real life. Real life has been like 2 years.
Yeah. yeah. We just met yesterday.
Yeah, the backlog of nerd dump episodes.
Yeah.
It's all fake news.
All fake.
Yep. So.
I like to do... team costumes, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is it's so much cooler when you have, like, a whole group.
Yeah.
Because, especially if you have an abstract person there right. that doesn't, like, people might not just recognize them on their own, but when they see everybody else, they're like, oh, and you're such yeah. and such.
Like, when we were at that Comic-Con, Planet Comic-Con the one time, and we saw Archer.
Oh, yeah, the whole Archer crew.
The whole Archer crew. Yeah. You see any one of them, it's like, I have no idea who this is.
So we see them all together, it's like, oh, that's Archer! Krieger, and that's Lana.
Because I think I saw the redhead first with, like, choke marks on her neck. I'm like, what the hell is that? And then I saw the rest of them, I'm like, ah, she's from Archer.
Yeah. Because they had a Cyril Figgis. Yeah, they had Cyril Figgis. Yeah. Didn't they have a Krieger? I'm trying to remember.
I think so.
And they had Pam, and
they had Lana. Archer's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mallory. Yeah, it was actually a lot cooler than, you know, yeah. you just think. But yeah, if you saw any of them individually, you might.
Oh, guy in a suit. Who cares?
Yeah, it's like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah,
at TopCon a couple weeks ago, there was a whole group doing cosplay, and I swear, they looked so familiar, and I couldn't place it for hours. They were running around.
Wasn't me and Tony.
No, it was
not. Wasn't there, so.
No, it was a different day.
Oh, yeah, I saw those.
Yeah.
I saw those kids.
They were the...
guys?
Oh, the Kids Next Door.
Yeah. Yeah, they were from Codename Kids Next Door.
I saw them. They were really good.
They were really That's good. Cool.
One
and
of them was in... body paint, which was a little awkward.
I know they looked familiar somehow, but I couldn't place it. But yeah. they were awesome.
They were really good, yeah. Because I think they're all girls, too, if I remember
I think two, at least three of the five kids were, yeah.
Because they were teenagers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, they were pretty good. Costumes.
Yep. Good stuff. So, I don't know about future costumes for me. Since I've never actually legitimately made one, I'd be down for any. But I am.
You heard it. He's down for anything.
No. Oh, crap. No. I don't know about
Send
that.
Send your costume ideas for Cameron to nerddumppodcast@gmail.com or tweet them at us at. What is our Twitter? Is it just nerddumppodcast?
Yeah.
At nerddumppodcast on Twitter.
Cody struggles with words.
Or just
on
directly
times.
At him at Cam.
That thing.
Right? Is that what it is?
At Cameron Keeper.
At Cameron but, Keeper. Yeah. I just type in Cam on Twitter and you pop up.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Okay.
Were we joking about me being
pregnant?
Naked Dr. Manhattan.
White.
Before we recorded
white
or
yeah, that was yeah. beforehand.
Okay.
It's now on here.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
So
yeah, that was gonna that'll be my future costume.
Right.
Dr. Manhattan
tonight.
But not blue.
but not blue, but bald and no dot on the forehead.
Yep.
So basically just bald naked guy.
Yep.
As one does.
Yep.
As one does.
So I think
you're not supposed to visualize it. Go
yeah,
ahead.
Sorry about that.
So, I was thinking about the movie Split.
Huh?
I was thinking about the movie Watchmen.
No.
What's Split?
It's about like two scientists who genetically engineer this thing, but it's a bald lady. I don't know.
That's weird.
That's not Split.
What am I thinking? Splice.
Splice?
I'm
yeah.
thinking about the movie Splice. I haven't seen Split yet. I want to see Split.
I still don't know what that is.
Same movie that I was describing earlier.
Except not at all.
Awesome.
Which
Got
one
it.
Are we talking about?
Don't know!
Anyway.
So that's it for this week.
Yep.
I think it needs to be it for this week.
Because we don't know what we're doing.
So, as they Cody said, you can tweet us at Nerd Dump Podcast. You can also tweet us individually. I am at Cameron Kiefer.
I'm at Tony.
I'm at the Cody Whack.
And we, again, we'll be treating October all month long like Halloween. Right. And I believe our next topic is going to be
horror movies.
So this is a great opportunity to let us know what horror movies you like, what you want to hear us talk about. And if you, you know, let us know, we might even get you a mention on the podcast. So all three of our listeners.
Hey, there's a few more than that.
Well,
only a few.
Yeah. I mean, if you include me, there's right. at least five.
Oh, yeah. If you count us, yeah. That,
the numbers go up. I don't listen to our podcast anymore, guys. I'm on the wall, so I was like,
I don't want to listen to this. Yeah, I started listening to him, and then I just started crying.
Right. That sounds right.
I don't know. I enjoy them.
Yeah, I
mean, I'm a little biased.
Right.
Yep. You just like listening to yourself talk.
Yeah, but I've listened to ones that I wasn't on.
Yeah.
I occasionally dip out.
Also, it is Inktober.
It is Inktober.
And Cameron, you're doing that this year, right?
I am. It's October 3rd. I have been able to draw and ink something every day. My goal is to do one thing every day.
Yep.
The theme for the first week is X-Men.
Sweet.
And I haven't quite decided on the other ones.
Did you have a Nightmare Before Christmas theme week?
I am probably closer to Halloween. I'm going to do like horror movie TV theme. Okay. So I'll probably do a Walking Dead. I'll probably do a Nightmare Before Christmas.
So yeah, head on over to Cameron's Twitter to see those because you post them on your Twitter, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, and I'm going to post them all at the end of the each week. I'll post them on my website too.
There you go.
So you can let me know if you like them, if you hate them, or if you have other ideas of ones that I can do.
Mm-hmm.
So. But that's it for this week. So again, tweet us your favorite or least favorite horror movies or just anything horror in general that you'd like to hear us talk about this month.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Bye. This has been a Nerd Dump production.